My dad was everything to me. Even though he was just another person dead in the ongoing chain of cartel violence, it felt like nobody cared for my feelings nor my mother's. I guess when death is so apparent, nobody cares to sympathize with you or the thousands of people in your shoes. I was raised to believe our family was to stay honored and no person would be allowed to put dirt on my mother's or father's name. It was always death before dishonor. I guess that's what drove me to do what I do. Job Cortez, December 13, 2018. Okay. Chapo by Aaron Aguiar. Never forget where you came from. You can never forget your family. We are all you got at the end of the day, my father said with a rather harsh tone. I know you have been saying this from the day I was born, I rebutted. Okay, mijo. Death before dishonor. My dad was as drunk as ever. He would drink his sorrows away, much to the dismay of my mother. He was drinking his liver day by day. It was hard to go through the pain he was dealing with day by day. My father's brother had died due to the recent dispute over drug disputed land. He was a good man who made wrong decisions. You will rarely see my dad sailing around these areas, for he knew the Sinaloa cartel were not the people to beef with. However, my uncle Ramon was just another statistic of the overwhelming crime in Ecatepec. My dad was different. He never went to a disputed land in the city. It was Saturday, and this is his day he receives the bread. This was the day he went off to sell cocaine due to the club parties going on in the area. It was an easy buck in his eyes. The police are the only people we have to worry about because South Ecatepec was their land. I'm off. Wish me good luck, growled my father, hungover from yesterday. I can't believe you, Danilo. You can't be doing this no more. You saw what happened to your brother, my mother said. Does that not mean anything to you? How else, Fernanda? How else am I supposed to earn money? I'm working for a better life. We cannot live here any longer. My son can go outside 3 blocks. That's how bad it is. Fernanda, don't make this seem this is the only way you can make money. We could always go find a job in Guadalajara. We won't have to fear our lives over there, Danilo. That is exactly what I'm working for, Fernanda. With that, my dad walked out, gave my mom a kiss, and gave me a hug. He went off to a richer area where his boss lived. It was a nice two-story mansion that reminded Danilo of a house out of a movie. Danilo was greeted by the boss who was waiting for him in the front yard. Hey, Danilo, I got a job for you, said Mario the Kingpin. It's gonna take some work. We need 6 bricks taken to Mexico City today. Does my brother's death not mean anything to you, Mario? He was sprayed down by the Sinaloa 3 days ago, and you want me to go on a suicide mission, my dad said, knowing the dangers of the ghetto town. Look, you will get a handsome check. I know that it is disputed territory, but you won't be touched, I promise. My dad was a man on a mission to get his family out of this horror of a town. He could not resist the offer. Fine, Mario. I'm going to need backup. Major backup. You can take Victor. Mario, you must be kidding me. That rook has no experience. He will get shot up. Victor or Norlek, Danilo, you are the most experienced man in this whole cartel. You are more than capable. My dad was not totally in on this mission, but times were getting tough in the city, and he had to go on the biggest heist of his career. Mario, as much as I appreciate you, I have wife and kids to feed, and they need me in their life. Danilo, you have become too asustado. This will drive our cartel to a whole new level. We are family at the end of the day, aren't we? With that said, my dad could not let his family down and his reputation. Okay, Mario, I'll do it. Okay then, you and Victor will be here in an hour and you will have the cocaine and weapons in the van. Do not make yourself noticeable. Okay, Mario, anything for family. As they loaded up, Victor seemed as eager as a hunter in pursuing its prey. Suit up, Rook. You are going to be my backup. I can't wait. This is my first ever, as they call it, lick. Just don't piss your pants, Victor. And keep your eyes on the road. Look for any people that look odd. Will do, Danilo. This trip to Mexico City was like an hour long, but it felt like an eternity to my dad. Mexico City was uncharted territory for the Nueva Generacion cartel. He didn't know what to look out for. He didn't know what this city was. Listen, Victor. We are about a minute away from my destination, as he looked on the map. I need you to stay here and look out for my surroundings. Will do, Danilo. As my dad hopped out of the car, he was uneasy, looking into the shanty town, looking for any signs of life. He was then greeted by a man that was short in stature and appeared to be no addict club owner like those he constantly encountered. Good evening. I know you are the delivery from the Generacion Cartel. My dad interrupted the man. Just take the bricks. They're in my car. Okay, Gonzalo, Juan, get the package. This seemed as smooth as it can be. Almost too smooth in my dad's eyes. The man handed my dad a briefcase and gave him a smug. It was a very courageous of you to come here even after all the shootings in my town. Hope you have a nice trip. My dad left with no reply as the man receiving the cocaine left the van. As my dad entered the car, he still felt uneasy about this town. Hey, yo, Rook. Do you feel like there's someone outside watching us? Not at all, boss. You're just a bit paranoid from what happened to your brother. I don't know. The Sinaloa are active, especially around this area. It felt a little too easy of a trip. Boss, you are paranoid. Just keep your eyes on the road. All right, open the briefcase. Mario said he's going to give us 35% of commission. Boss, I think we're going to be rich as a Lannister. Woohoo! This trip was easy and had a high payout. My dad had a huge score on this mission. My dad was silent throughout the trip home. He was wondering what he could do with all the certainty. All right, Rook, go give the briefcase to Mario. We are going to pull up to his house right now. I'm going to my house. I'm tired. All right, boss. I'm going to give this to Mario. As he dropped him off, my dad saw a motorcycle somewhat stalk my father. My dad took a sharp turn and lost sight of the motorcycle. He looked relieved because he thought the man was stalking him. He arrived home. No bruises, scabs, or scars. He felt like a champion. Job, have you ever thought about college? Said my dad with a grin. I meant, I guess I want to go to college. I always thought we couldn't afford it. Well, I've been saving money and it looks like we can afford it. My dad said with triumph. Papi, are you serious? I've always wanted to go to college and get an education, but are you sure you have the money? When have I been wrong, Job? Come on, let's go to Valley of Mexico University. I'm sure you'll like it. With that, we got ready with our nice clothes. I brought out my new polo shirt and slacks and topped it off with a new pair of chucks. My dad looked awfully clean too, with a suit he got fitted for when he goes on heists. Job, let's go. We need to get there before there's morning traffic. Okay, Dad, I'll meet you there. With that, we hopped in the Honda my dad just bought. He really thought it was a supercar. All right, Job. You need to think of your future. And right now is a good place to start. All right, Dad, I'm just still wondering where you got all this money. Wondering where you got the money to do this. I always thought you wanted to move south of Ecatepec. I had a change of heart, mijo. We arrived and we saw the enormous buildings with a huge crowd of students. I've never seen something more inspiring than this in my life. Come on, mijo. Let's go to the office and see if they could give us a tour. Dad, this university is the most prestigious in the whole country. How am I supposed to get in? Money runs Mexico, mijo. I am sure you will be able to squeeze